kidneys are real suckers for punishment. We'll allow your haunted hostess to seat you at a table for another slop serving from the Haunts of Fear. This next tale is about an imaginary friend who doesn't know when it's time to take their ball and go home. I call this nightmare nursery nugget the closet.
I don't know where she's from or why she came here, but the first day I met her, I knew my days were numbered.
When I was a little kid, I used to live with my uncle, cause my mother passed away and my other kid were acting funky. We didn't have much, but childhood was ordinary, but extraordinarily this friend I had was imaginary. So I thought we'd talk, she stayed hidden within my closet, often coming by to visit. When I heard her walking, I knew I was in for it. My friend was a pretend, so I listened to her tell me about the evil things that lay within the threshold, where I kept the dress clothes. Best believe I kept the door closed, her dreaded voice froze my blood flow. I tried to tell her my uncle, he thought I was joking, but a vocal was spoken and sounded like a little child choking. I had a night like as I was frightened, and with lightning was striking during on the terrifying atmosphere height. She called my name behind the door, hoping I would open it, unknowingly provoking a soul to be let go.
If we're making this hit in the way during the day, she's forbidden to come and play. I'm afraid to pray because I fear all the weird things I hear this girl say.
In the closet,
I don't know where she's from or how she got here, but a laugh echoes in the night.
In the closet,
when the sun fades away, I keep the door shut, cause if I don't, then now I shall be dying.
I went on for years, I moved beyond tears, I removed my fears, grew older and started rolling with peers. In high school, I chose to grow up, ignore a voice when she showed up. So one day I got bold, that's when I told her it's over. Megan, you gotta leave, please let me be, I have a girlfriend now. So how can we be together forever if we can never be in the presence of one another, let alone be something physical as lovers? As you can imagine, that didn't go over well. She sighed and wailed, her suicide died in an echoing trail and wail. A couple weeks passed, I brought my girlfriend back to my pad after class. That'd be the last time I hear her laugh. The aftermath that ensued as I sat in the bathroom was a rub. I heard the screams from my girl erupt, then I jumped up with my pants a button, cause I'm running the scene rust up.
If we're making this hit in the way during the day, she's forbidden to come and play.
In the closet,
I'm afraid to pray because I fear all the weird things I hear this girl say.
In the closet,
I don't know where she's from or how she got here, but a laugh echoes in the night.
In the closet,
when the sun fades away, I keep the door shut, cause if I don't, then now I shall be dying.
I'm panicking out of my mind, my girl's missing and time fine. The sun shines down and I'm trying to keep from crying, cause I know Megan's pissed off and certainly seeing red. I'm fearing the worst, I'm believing my girl may be dead. Then the power dies in the darkness, almost behind the sparkling eyes. I know it's gotta be Megan, awaiting in a shadowy room, cackling with that gaggle laughing as she passes through some dim light. I know I'm doomed. I start feeling around and fumbling, tripping and stumbling, her rapidly thumping and nerves are actually jumping. I feel the door handle or something to pull it open and running, hoping Megan won't be catching me. But in the dim light, I know the suits. Time for girls' body lifeless and off to the side in the door and Megan's blooming eyes. This is it, the end, and within the last bit of deal lighting, I can see Megan's body grin.
If we're making this hit in the way during the day, she's forbidden to come and play.
In the closet,
I'm afraid to pray because I fear all the weird things I hear this girl say.
In the closet,
I don't know where she's from or how she got here, but a laugh echoes in the night.
In the closet,
when the sun fades away, I keep the door shut, cause if I don't, then now I'll surely die.
In the closet,
if we're making this hit in the way during the day, she's forbidden to come and play.
In the closet,
I'm afraid to pray because I fear all the weird things I hear this girl say.
Closet.
I don't know where she's from or how she got here, but a laugh echoes in the night.
In the closet,
when the sun fades away, I keep the door shut, cause if I don't, then now I'll surely die.
In the closet.
Timothy. Seems as though Megan wasn't quite ready to call it quits. I guess next time he'll remember the old saying, bros before hoes. As for his girlfriend, I don't think she would have been right for Timmy anyway. I have a feeling she was gonna leave him hanging. Get it?